The Kimberly Diamond Mine was for years the largest diamond mine in the world, actually for decades. It was named actually the Big Hole around the world. People would say, have you ever seen the Big Hole? And they knew you were talking about the Kimberly Diamond Mine. In fact, it was so big, the hole was so big, you could see it from space. And here's what's crazy. That hole was dug out by human hands. But the backstory is even crazier. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer, Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Hey, you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. I heard from a few of you. You know, yesterday you were like, hey, you have the old music from the old podcast on. Because remember, this year we started with new soundtracks from the front and the back. And a couple of you are so wise. You're like, hey, how come you're using the soundtracks from the last few years and not sticking with the new music? Well, it's pretty simple. My computer broke. And so I'm back to using my old computer, which has all my old sound files on it. And I didn't want to dig through all my new files on the cloud, wherever that is. Never been there, but I guess I store stuff there. And so we just, you know, hey, we'll go with the old. In a couple days, we'll be back to the new. But this hasn't changed. We're brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Hey, one more shout out. The Mingle, Mate, and Mary podcast is back up. We took a couple weeks off because my sister and I were both out of town traveling, doing different things. We're just, we're back on it. A new podcast every week. This one's about 45 minutes long. It's a good podcast, man. We're talking about trauma as a kid and how that affects your current relationships, how you overcome it. And also talking about trust and commitment and how those are foundational to any relationship. Great podcast. Always fun because we're kind of teasing each other as brother and sister, but very insightful as my sister, Sheree Milton, is a certified family therapist, psychiatrist, counselor, trainer, teacher person. So, and an author, and really darn smart and pretty cute, but that's just me. Hey, she's married. Back off. All right. Anyway, let's jump into today's podcast. I want to kind of ask you a question, and it's simply this. Do you have everything you need? Do you have everything you need? I've thought about this recently, and I'll just be honest and blunt. I am going for the jugular the rest of my life for real estate and businesses and entrepreneurship and church and ministry and marriage and family and sex and my wife and my kids and my grandkids and everything that I like and love, I'm going for it. I am just all out going for it. I just turned 58. I want as much and more as possible. And yet, and I mean this as sincere and as honest as possible, and yet, I am so happy with where I'm at. I'm so satisfied. I love my marriage. I love my kids. I love my grandkids. I love my house. I love my church. I love my ministry. I love where my spiritual gifts are at. I love where my spiritual life is at. Do I want more in all of those areas? Absolutely. I love how God is using me spiritually, but I still want more. But I'm satisfied with what I have, but I still want more. I guess you could say I'm content, and yet I still want more. Hey, there's a Bible verse for you. We'll get to it. But again, in every area. I'm 58 years old. My wife and I, we have a great relationship. I want more fun times, more sex, more laughter than we've ever had. And yet, I'm so satisfied and thankful for where our relationship is at. My boys, we have great memories. But I want to do even more things with them and create even more memories, along with my grandkids, my church. It's growing, it's stretching, it's moving. We've got different ministries, and I've only been here 8 years, and it's gone a long ways, and it's growing. But I even want more than what I had before in my church. I want 500 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people, and yet I'm satisfied. You know, the Kimberly Diamond Mine, which I was talking about at the beginning, it's this diamond mine in Africa. It's the largest one in the world ever. Well, they've now turned it into a museum. You can no longer dig in it. But when there was first diamonds found in there, people from all over the world went there to try to find diamonds. But here's what's crazy. Here's the backstory. A lot of people don't know this about the Kimberly Diamond Mine. And that was this. The man who had the property, he, when he found out there were diamonds in the area, he went ahead and he sold his property to go search for diamonds. His property was on the Kimberly Diamond Mine. For 10 years, he searched for diamonds and, in fact, it kind of neglected his family. And after 10 years, was so distraught, he committed suicide. And the man he sold the farm to had a missionary visit him and recognized diamonds out in the stream and tipped him off. And this was, maybe you know the guy who bought it from him, De Beers Diamond. They're kind of known, right? Well, you know, long story short, the largest diamond acre field in the world ever. You know, 2 Corinthians 9, 8 through 15 talks about how we're always looking for more and more and more and more. And what does Paul say? He says, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. As the scriptures say, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever, for God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. Paul here is talking to a church that has confused tithes with offerings and motives of why to give, what to give, and how to get ahead. And he basically says, look, if you take care of putting God first, if you take care of honoring him, you will always have more than enough. And I'll just be blunt. It's easy to be content when you have more than enough. And yet, I have been in times in my life where I did not have all that I need. In fact, I had way less than I needed, but I was still content. Because it goes on to say that God will generously provide the seed for you. It doesn't say when you work and get the seed and plant it, God will bless it. He said he will even give you the seed. You know, you have to plant the seed, but where do you get the seed? If you don't have a crop and you can't harvest it, you don't have a seed. But God even provides the seed as you put him first. Contentment comes in knowing that he will provide the seed. And when the harvest comes, well, that's just blessing. This is Garth Heckman, the David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.